A UW-Madison team has been trying for years to advance the harvesting of energy from biological systems. Human breathing produces an airflow, and when the flow hits certain thin materials, a small electrical charge of about 1 microwatt can accumulate. Xudong Wang is an assistant professor of materials science and engineering. He says with the right use of nanotechnology and miniature electronics, the breathing could maybe power sensors or other devices implanted in someone's face.
It won't affect you at all. It's just a small, very thin piece of plastic. And when you blow through, that airflow will cause a vibration of this kind of thing.
Wang says pacemakers are already put in the human body, and scientists are looking at using biomedical devices to keep those running. As to the nasal microbelt, as it might be called, Wang says it will take years before people are lining up to buy one.
I cannot tell at this moment how this device will become realistic and put it in the shelf, but I believe this prototype at least could be realized within 3 to 5 years, because currently we already demonstrated with such a small film to power an electronic stopwatch. It's already demonstrated that this belt can provide sufficient energy for small electronics.
The latest research by Professor Wang and his team is published in the September issue of Energy and Environmental Science. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.